On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be careening back to those bluegrassically rich and significant months of February and March 1978, when, among other things, bassist Bill Bryson and guitarist Joe Carr join Alan Mundy and Roland White in the Country Gazette. The City Limits Bluegrass Band, with Lynn Morris on the banjo, regroup as Fire on the Mountain. PBS airs the Grand Ole Opry in its entirety as part of its fundraising efforts. And Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt begin work on their trio project. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be nothing but vintage, four-decade-old grass from the likes of Del McCurry, Mike Aldridge, Joe Meadows, Jimmy Skinner, and Frank Wakefield. Coming up this, they sound even better than I remember, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. The Newgrass Revival bursts into the new Bluegrass LP bins in February 1978 with their new Flying Fish album, recorded live at the 4th Annual Telluride Bluegrass and Country Music Festival in June 1977. From Too Late to Turn Back Now, this is Watermelon Man.
And I don't want to turn them green. Yes, I think I'll pass on the cornbread, 'cause a piece of watermelon's what I need. Yes, it's so strong, and it's been so long since I tasted that damn forbidden food. Yes, my heart sighs when I realize that a watermelon time is getting through, 'cause I'm a watermelon. I can't see you right now, and I can't see your smile, and I can't tell by your summer song you can drive a sane man wild. With your strong hair blowing free there, and then my big green eyes are staring back at me. Yes, it's just fine when you put your head in mine and we lay in the shade of the big magnolia tree, 'cause I'm a watermelon man. Oh, why don't you come to the cabin, bring your watermelon pets, we'll dance in the middle. What more could I ask? Yes, it's all right. I haven't lost my appetite, and I'm eating on the waste watermelon still, 'cause I'm a watermelon man. Yes, it's all right. No, I haven't lost my appetite, and I'm eating on your waist of watermelon still, 'cause I'm a watermelon. Maybe yes, I am. Oh,
The Newgrass Revival with Watermelon Man. That song was written by pioneer and legendary Texas singer-songwriter Willis Allen Ramsey, who has only one 1972 studio album to his credit, but what an album it was. Jimmy Buffett and Sam Bush himself would later cover the Ballad of Spider John. Captain and Tennille had a minor hit in 1976 with Muskrat Love, and the Bellamy Brothers recorded Satin Sheets. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where our bags are packed and we're ready to go 40 years back in the past to February and March 1978, where bluegrass land was aflutter with new high lonesome activity, like the release of Del McCurry's second Rebel offering, recorded with his Dixie pals, Don Eldreth on the mandolin, Bill Poffenberger on the fiddle, Dewey Renfro on the bass, and Bill Runkle picking the five. From Rebel 1569, Our Kind of Grass, this is Evil Hearted Woman, followed by Birmingham Jail.
Plus a hard-headed woman that's mean as she can be.
This old road just keeps rambling on. It's got my soul in my bloody bone.
The more I ride, the farther I get from home. Uphill, downhill, get to be the same old grind. But I can't stay home to find that woman of mine. I can't live with her and without her I'd lose my mind.
This old road just keeps rambling on. It's got my soul, it's in my blood and bone.
The more I ride, the farther I get from home.
Shame on a woman with a heart that's cold as stone.
Down in the valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Hear the wind blow, boys, hear the wind blow. Hang your head over, hear
the wind blow. Roses love sunshine, violets love dew. Angels in heaven know I love you.
Know I love you, boys. Know I love you. Angels in heaven know I love you.
I can see her as she goes by.
As she goes by, boy, as she goes by. So I can see her as she goes by.
Del McCurry and the Dixie Pals with Birmingham Jail, also known as Down in the Valley, preceded by Evil Hearted Woman. You'll find both on Del's February 1978 Rebel offering, Our Kind of Grass. According to the price tag on the album, I paid all of $2.99 for the LP. The album also includes an insert from Rebel Records hawking their 6x12-inch iron-on transfers. For a mere $1.50, you can get a transfer showing a donkey stating, "You bet your, you'll like our grass, Rebel Records," the seldom-seen train logo, and my personal favorite, "Day Jobs Eat It." Those were indeed the days, my friend. Mike Aldridge teamed up with Phil Rosenthal's band, Old Dog, on his February 1978 Flying Fish release entitled, what else but Mike Aldridge and Old Dog. It was not only a foreshadowing of what was to come, with Phil ultimately replacing John Starling in the seldom scene, but included some nice picking and singing as well. Here's a title track of sorts, written by Phil and his wife Beth, who also plays the bass, Old Dog.
Let's go walking, it's springtime. Feel fine, keep me company. Old dog, to come and see. It looks like a possum in the willow tree. That's a good dog, lead the way for me. Don't have much use for city lights and all the small. I just like to go my own way, me and my good old dog. Old dog, you and me, let's go walking in springtime. I feel fine, keep me company. City lights and all the small. Just like to go my own way, me and my good old dog. Old dog, you and me, let's go walking in springtime. I feel fine, keep me company.
Just like a dream, and like a dream I knew that what we had would have to end. 'cause I was looking for a lifetime lover, and you were looking for a friend.
Someone to be there after all your nighttime lovers had gone.
Away they came.
Someone who knew the way to help you play your daytime games.
It's not the same. That I'd come to mean enough to you to make you want to change. Then I came to realize that there was just too much of you you'd have to rearrange.
And I couldn't bear to wait around for all your nighttime lovers to go
the way they came.
And it came to hurt too much for me to have to play your daytime game.
No one's to blame, 'cause it started out just like a dream, and like a dream I knew that what we had would have to end. 'Cause I was looking for a lifetime lover, and you were looking for a friend.
I was looking for a lifetime lover, and you were looking for a friend.
Two from Mike Aldridge and Old Dog and their 1978 Flying Fish Excursion, Mike Aldridge and Old Dog. We heard Thursday, backed up by Old Dog. Fiddler Joe Meadows will take us all the way through our upcoming break with a tune written by the great Don Rich of Buck Owens and the Buckaroos fame. From Joe's February 1978 Old Homestead foray, West Virginia Fiddler, this is Cajun Fiddle, with Wendy Miller and Mike Lilly helping out on mandolin and banjo, respectively. And Frank Wakefield and the good old boys, Jimmy Skinner, and the Neophonic String Band will be leading the 40-year-old charge immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with the Newgrass Revival, outpicking in Telluride in June 1977. This time, the boys have John Hartford on the fiddle and are fixing to go to town on Delaney and Bonnie's Lonesome and a Long Way From Home.
Never been so lonesome.
The Newgrass Revival singing Lonesome and a Long Way From Home, as preserved on their February 1978 Flying Fish album, Too Late to Turn Back Now, featuring live tracks from the boys' appearances at Telluride the previous summer. The Neophonic String Band, featuring the fiddling of Buddy Spiker and Peter Zeke Dawson, along with the banjo picking of Vic Jordan and Bobby Thompson, sally forth with their one and only offering in February 1978. It was recorded direct to disc in live recording with no overdubs and featured a number of interesting pieces, including this take on Bill Monroe's Roanoke. Listen for the cool piano break.
Told me how that your young body hungers for him, how you tremble at his touch with wild desire. This old jealous heart can't take it any longer. Next time you cheat, he'll have to move the flowers. They're gonna take you to that lonesome old graveyard. Loving time for you is just a few more hours. Your lips will soon be cold as that old north wind. If you cheat again, he'll have to move the flowers. Thank you. I'll be sending you some pretty wild red roses. I'll have the man to place one in your pretty hat. It kind of tears my mind up just to think about it. But if you cheat again, he'll have to move the flowers. I'm gonna take some liberties before I leave you. It's gonna be just like it was when you was out. You'll be pretty dressed in baby blue tomorrow. If you cheat again, he'll have to move the flowers. You'll be pretty dressed in baby blue tomorrow. If you cheat again, he'll have to move the flowers.
Well, David, David,
good Lord,
what a shepherd boy.
Good Lord.
He killed a giant.
Chat
for jolly.
Good Lord.
And David
laid on his harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Laid on his harp. Hallelujah.
How long did he reign?
Good Lord.
How long did he fall?
Good Lord.
40 days and nights.
Good Lord.
And did he start?
Good Lord. Laid on his harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Laid on his harp. Hallelujah.
Well, God told Noah.
Frank Wakefield and the Good Old Boys singing one of Frank's own, David, David, from their self-titled Flying Fish venture. Jimmy Skinner was in the middle singing one of his own, He'll Have to Move the Flowers, from his Gusto LP, Jimmy Skinner's number one bluegrass. The Big Mon himself writes in the liner notes, quote, from one Kentuckian to another, Jimmy Skinner is really a great man, a great singer, and I love to hear him sing. I'm glad he's with Monroe Talent Agency. Good luck, Jim, end of quote. Now that's what I'm talking about. And the Neophonic String Band began the 40-year-old madness with Roanoke from their self-titled direct-to-disc recording. All three projects first saw the light of Bluegrass Day in February 1978. We'll leave it to Frank Wakefield and the good old boys to get us up to and through our break in timely fashion with another track from their self-titled album. This is one of Frank's signature instrumentals, Bluegrass Band, number one. Higgs, and we'll have more 40-year-old goodness from Byron Berline and Sundance and Billy Perry's Bluegrass Jam upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, about to immerse ourselves into the high blue and lonesome doings of March 1978, homing in on the latest from Byron Berline and Sundance, live at McCabe's, recorded at the legendary McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica, California. Unlike previous Sundance projects, this one is straight ahead, shot from guns bluegrass, and among other things, features a fellow named Vince Gill on vocals and mandolin.
Tonight's a special night. We got a reunion of some of the old and new of one of the best bands. And I'd like you to welcome to McKay's Byron Berline and Sundance.
Byron Berline and Sundance, Berline, Crary, and Hickman, augmented by Vince Gill, Alan Wald, and Skip Conover, with rousing renditions of Can't You Hear Me Callin' and Freewheeling, as heard on the March 1978 Tacoma release, live at McCabe's. You're hearing these spasms of four-decade-old time-tested bluegrass thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where The Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs parked at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Banjoist Billy Perry gathered some of the genre's finest, Waylon Patton, Bobby Clark, Wesley Golding, Ricky Skaggs, and Jerry Douglas, for the second edition of his Bluegrass Jam, released by King Bluegrass Records in March 1978 under the title of course, More Bluegrass Jam. This is an old Stonewall Jackson tune, Don't Be Angry, which Stonewall took to the number one slot in 1964, followed by one of Billy's own, Trail of Tears.
Don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. And just remember, I'm kind of dumb, I guess, like any foolish boy, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Now I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly asked you to be my bride. Now the time has turned the pages. Oh, it's the sweetest joke on earth, 'cause I have you here forever by my side. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just remember, I'm kind of dumb, I guess, like any foolish boy, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine.
In the winter of 1839, the civilized tribes were told to leave their homes in the bitter cold and to leave their heritage behind. The government told them to move west, 'cause the white man wanted their land. No more could they roam through the eastern highlands, and nowhere could they find peace and rest. Pain and death caused them fears. Along their journey few survived. Yes, one in four had fallen by the wayside along the Trail of Tears. Thank you. they did hit. The sick, the weak, and the old, they died out in the bitter cold. They couldn't even bury their dead. Pain and death caused them fears. Along their journey, few survived. Yes, one in four had fallen by the wayside along the Trail of Tears. Caused them fears. Along their journey, few survived. Yes, one in four had fallen by the wayside along the Trail of Tears. Along the Trail of Tears. Along the Trail of Tears.
Two from Billy Perry's March 1978 King Bluegrass LP, More Bluegrass Jam. That was Trail of Tears, preceded by Don't Be Angry. Well, that's just about going to do it for our four-decade-old walk through Bluegrass Land. We'll let Byron Berline take us on out of here with a track from his February 1978 Rounder album, a classic fiddle release, Dad's Favorites. The album features five, count them, five different banjo players, Doug Dillard, John Hartford, John Hickman, Larry McNeely, and Alan Munday, three of which, Dillard, Hartford, and Hickman, can be heard on this venerable old warhorse, Ragtime Annie. And on that high, happy, and maybe I'll say, will you marry me? And if she will be mine, then my guitar will shine for the love of me. And Ragtime Annie Lee, kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be jumping headlong into the crooked side of Bluegrass Land, an aspect that is replete with great stories, interesting characters, deep wisdom, and some of the genre's most enduring tunes. I'm Dave Higgs, and Rapidgrass Tim O'Brien and the Water Tower Bucket Boys will be leading the way on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.